All right, great. Good morning, everybody. My name is Phil Albrechts. I'm a hearing examiner for Kitsap County. And for the record, it's January 11th, 2024, 9 o'clock a.m. this morning. We are holding a public hearing on an application for a conditional use permit. And let me pull up the file number there. That's file number 22-05849, Calvary Church Expansion Conditional Use Permit Application. The format for today's hearing is we'll start off with a presentation from staff, which will give us an overview of what the project is about. And once staff is finished, we'll then move on to the applicants, who will have an opportunity to speak in favor of their application. And then finally, the purpose of today's hearing is to hear from the public. So I'll move on to public comments, both those of you who are present in person in the hearing room and those who are attending virtually will have an opportunity to share your comments and concerns on the project or support. And after that, we'll move back to staff for any rebuttal information they think is necessary, answer questions, that kind of thing. The applicant gets final word, and then I get 10 business days, a couple of weeks to issue a final decision. Now, by state law, I'm only allowed to consider evidence that's put into the record. That is a state law requirement to ensure that everyone participating in the hearing knows exactly what evidence and information is used to make a decision on the application. It's my job as a hearing examiner to determine whether or not the criteria adopted by the county commissioners is met by the project. And that's my sole inquiry in here is does it meet the project review criteria? And I'm supposed to base that on the documents that are admitted into the record today, as well as all your testimony. And to ensure a fair hearing, like I said, state law doesn't allow me to talk to the staff or the applicant or anybody about this project. Everything I know about this project is what you're going to see put into the record today. So along those lines, I'm going to share the exhibit list that's in the staff report. Put that up on the screen. And is that visible yet, Ms. Walston?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, so staff report's been prepared, and staff wanted me to look at essentially 26 documents that are listed here on the exhibit list, which includes the staff's report, the project narrative prepared by the applicant, site plans, landscape plans, building elevations, a drainage report was done, a geotech report was done, a title report, the existing conditional use permit that authorized the existing building. We have septic information, water availability, meaning there's enough water to serve the site. The SEPA checklist. SEPA stands for the State Environmental Policy Act. That's information compiled by staff to determine whether the proposal needs an environmental impact statement or whether it can be mitigated to levels where such a review isn't necessary. And in this case, no environmental impact statement was found necessary. There's stormwater work done, a concurrency test dealing probably with traffic. We have a parking analysis done. The SEPA determination, that's the decision that no environmental impact statement is necessary. And then finally, staff's going to have a PowerPoint today they want to put into the record, and then we're going to put in the hearing sign-in sheet. So that's a total of 26 documents. At this point, I just want to ask if anyone has any objections to entry of those documents into the record. If you're present, just kind of wave your arms around and say, I object to these documents or need to see them. If you're attending virtually, you click on the yellow raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. I'm going to stop share at this point so I can see if there are any objections at this point. Objections would really just be based on it's irrelevant or they're inauthentic documents. And I see you have a raised hand from Mr. Lubisher. Ms. Walston, you want to unmute him? So Mr. Lubisher, did you have an objection in the documents or need to see any? Not hearing anything there. It looks like he took his hand down. So I think we're okay probably. So I'll go ahead and admit the staff report and exhibits 1 through 26. And I see somebody at the podium there. I imagine that staff, sir. What's your name for the record?
Okay. Sorry. For the record, Darren Gurney. That's D-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay.
G-U-R-N-E-E.
Okay, Mr. Gurney, let me swear you in. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Okay. So in just a moment, we'll have our presentation pulled up.
Okay.
Okay. And I got to test real quick just to make sure it's working. Okay. I think we're good. So again, for the record, Darren Gurney, I am a senior planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development, project lead for the Cavalry Church conditional use permit. As you see on the screen, our slide presentation is meant to augment the staff report, not replace it. So there may be some additional details here, but everything technically is within the staff report and stands on its own merits there. For the record today, we do want to recognize that we received a comment from Alan Fuhr regarding the project proposal, supporting the project. So we'd like to add that to the record, as well as I believe he's going to be speaking today as well. And we also have an item that is referenced as an exhibit within the staff report. It's a right-of-way email. I don't believe that was included with the package of materials, but it is referenced, and we do have it to add to the record for consideration.
Okay, and let me ask Ms. Walston. Let's see here. Looks like I guess we'd add the public comment as Exhibit 27. Does that fit with your numbering protocol for this hearing?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And Mr. Gurney, what was the name again of the person who wrote the letter?
Alan Fuhr.
Fear, and Fury? How do you spell his last name?
Well, the letter signed came from me.
Larry Howe, actually, I guess, authored or signed the letter. Okay. The email came from Alan into our system. So
he said Howe, Howe?
Correct.
Oh, okay. And has that been forwarded to the applicant as well?
I believe it came from both of them.
It's from the applicant. You're
yes,
saying.
It's from the applicant. So in the room, just for your awareness, we have the applicant and then also Alan as well. And then they also have, I believe, Jessica?
Jeannie.
I'm sorry. I got the J. So we have three in the audience here today for the project.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, let me, and we do have an objection on the document. So I guess now's a good time. I was going to save that for public comment, but let's deal with the objections. Mr. Lubacher, why don't you see if you can unmute yourself, and we'll give you a chance to say something at this point on the admission of the documents.
Thank you. The unmute window didn't come up fast enough for me to respond to you initially. Sure. I believe I saw the septic document in the list of exhibits. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is in. That's in the list.
Septic. So the
objection. If I could interrupt, I just want to point out this is for the Calvary Church conditional use permit, and I believe Mr. Lubacher's concerns have all been focused on the second item that we'll be hearing today, which is the Shirley variance. So this is actually for a separate hearing item.
I apologize. That was not clear from your webpage. What time does the Shirley hearing start?
It follows this one. So this is item A, and the Shirley hearing starts following that. So depends on how long this one goes.
Okay. So, all right. So, Mr. Lubacher, I take it you don't have any objections over the documents for this hearing.
I have no comments on this.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll wait for the next one. Mr. Mr. Lubacher, just to try to be efficient about this, have you had access to the documents of the variance hearing? Mr. Lubacher?
Hold that. I moved him back over.
Oh, okay. All right.
Your question, Mr. Ulbricht?
Yeah, have you been able to access the documents to the variance hearing?
Yes, we received a public records response.
Oh, okay.
Certainly have not been able to go through them in detail.
Oh, okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you did have access to them so you could look at them while we're going through this hearing. But okay, that sounds good. We'll deal with any objections you have to the variance documents once we do that hearing then. Thanks again for your patience. Let's go back to Mr. Gurney then. And then on the Howe to be admitted as Exhibit 26, any objections over entry of the Howe letter? And looking to see, seeing, hearing no objections, that'll be admitted as Exhibit 20, Well, it's a 27, I guess. And Mr. Gurney, was there another document? I think you mentioned there was another document you wanted to get in.
Yes and no. So it is referenced in the staff report. I don't believe it was available within the packet of materials. There is a little bit of confusion. It was an email sent from the Public Works that was submitted by the applicant as a response to our information request. That email is in the exhibits, listed in the exhibits, correct numbering. The actual item, I don't believe, was included. So I just wanted to make sure if you needed that for consideration moving forward, additional time to review it. It is basically saying that the right-of-way needs to comply with Kitsap County Code and that there's a certain monetary figure associated with that to retain the ability to work in the right-of-way. Should not pose a big issue for the project.
Okay, and which exhibit number was that?
I believe it was 21.
Okay, and when was it up at the website?
I believe so.
Do you know when it was posted at this county website?
It would not have been posted with the project on the website. That's the reason why we're bringing it to your attention today.
Okay, all right. Any objections or over entry of that as part of Exhibit 21 from anybody? Since they may not have had a chance to see it, or anybody need to see it out there. Okay, hearing, seeing no objections or requests to see it. Well, I'll just, to be safe, say that's submitted as part of Exhibit 21. Okay, now, Mr. Okay. Byrne, I think we can get so on
this, the meeting. Yeah, this should be a fairly straightforward project. In terms of the hearing, I have probably about 10 minutes of discussion here.
Okay.
For those that are listening and waiting for the next hearing, I would say roughly 20 minutes total is probably a safe assumption, might be a little less, but here we go. So again, this is the Cavalry Church CUP, permit number 2205849. So the applicant is Mr. Larry Howe, and that is with the Cavalry Church of Polesbo. I believe is actually called the Cavalry Chapel of Polesbo. And I'm going to offer up for the applicants to come up and speak after me if they need to correct me in any way. So we received notice of or received the application in January of 2023. Notice of application went out in February 2023, and the SEPA DNS was issued on December 21st. We did receive one comment in support of the project prior to putting together the staff report. As we noted, the you had the additional letter from Larry Howe that was admitted as an exhibit here in addition to this one comment. So we have a total of two in support of the project. So the project is located in the north end of Kitsap County, Commissioner District 1. The project is amending an existing conditional use permit, case 991216-068, for a place of worship that was approved in January of 2000. Modifies the existing CUP to increase seating capacity, add some fire protection systems, adding a parking field, and modernizing stormwater facilities to address these expanded uses. The church expects to operate on Sundays, Sunday morning, periodically on Sunday evening, with smaller uses during the week and on weeknights. And by amending the existing conditional use permit, it's going to add to the existing church in two phases, which we'll go over later. But the basics are that phase one will construct a new building, a worship center and foyer, adding seats to about 570 people, and children's Sunday school classrooms. Phase two will be a fellowship hall connecting the existing church with the proposed phase one building. And additionally, the expansion of the associated parking stormwater facilities is part of phase one. We did issue a notice of application pursuant to Title 21 in Kitsap County Code, for which the recipients were provided project information and opportunity for public comment. The SEPA comment period previously referenced with the determination that was concurrent with the notice of application issued on the 16th of February. We did not receive any comments associated with that SEPA notice. We provided a non-significance determination, did not receive any appeals at that time. So the SEPA appeal period is therefore complete and determination is final. The slide is providing our zoning map through Kitsap County GIS systems. You can see that the rural residential zoning designation in green and the rural employment center zoning designation in the brown color. This is going to be the basis for our buffers as well as building and zoning setbacks. So for rural residential, the setbacks are 50 feet on the front, 20 feet on the side, except for accessory structures, and 20 feet and 5 on the rear as well. Front of the property comes off of Stottlemyre based on the access point to the property. So for the buffers that I referenced, we do have in Kitsap County Code 17.500, we have buffer requirements for compatible uses and zoning. So on the northern edge and western edge, you'll see in the staff report that we are requiring separation buffers, which are a partial screening element. On the southern and eastern edges adjacent to the REC zone there, you'll see solid screen buffer requirements. And that is something that is basically referenced in the CUP staff report, but can be more finely tuned with the subsequent site development activity permit. Our aerial photo here, this provides context in terms of the adjacent developments. And you can see that there's a rural residential nature on the other parcels, primarily residences, accessory structures. The parcel to the east, one thing we would like to note is that that is the location of the North Kitsap Road shed. So that parcel, even though it shows as treed there, has been cleared significantly. And there is a large public works facility that is going in that location. So the solid screen buffer on that edge is going to be very important to kind of screen between those two in what we consider incompatible uses. The road is also a buffer break there. So that is something to take note of. Our critical areas mapping, we show no critical areas on the parcel. There was also an analysis performed to identify that no critical areas exist except for a couple of wetland areas north and east of this project site, but the project will not impact those locations. Here's our site plan provided by the applicant. You'll note the existing facility is to the southwest. That is the church as it is today, with the parking field in the darker gray. The expansion is occurring northeast of that existing structure, as well as the parking fields, the stormwater facility on the eastern edge, and septic drain field areas on the southeastern edge. Key component for this proposal and a technicality for us is this: the original conditional use permit was permitted under a code in 1999. So technically the project could vest to those older codes, and it does. However, the applicant designed the project basically using our current codes today. So you'll see in our staff report that it meets the past code because our codes today are more stringent. Thereby it is meeting all the requirements of code. So for the conditions of approval, you'll see the current code references that we are using. Most of our conditions of approval from a land use standpoint are going to be addressing obnoxious things, specifically with compatibility of the neighbors, addressing kind of any impacts such as lighting that might go off the site. We want to make sure that doesn't impact the neighboring properties. Traffic impacts, that might be one area where if you have expanded uses or times of operation, that's where the traffic impact could leak into the roadways. However, with this being a church instead of a normal business setting, we found that those traffic impacts were going to be negligible in terms of the time of peak traffic demands. So with our comprehensive plan, we must be consistent with our comp plan when we review our projects. This project, because it is a church, it is not a residential use. Usually when they're different uses, we would have some compatibility issues. However, churches are seen more as a public facility or an amenity to a neighborhood and a community gathering place. This is something that is consistent with our goals and policies within land use, human housing and human services goals, and capital facilities. Even though the project is not something proposed by Kitsap County, I do want to note that we included capital facility goals because we are trying to provide services to all residents in Kitsap County while maintaining that rural character. This is the landscape plan provided by the applicant. This is demonstrating in all the green. This is area that is technically not going to be landscaped on every aspect, but it is demonstrating for the impervious surfaces, less the stormwater facilities, that most of the site is vegetated on the periphery. The buffers that we mentioned before, those are something that can be enhanced. There is already significant tree and underbrush on the edges of the parcel that would account for most of the buffers that are necessary for visual barrier. And these are the elevations for phase one. This is, this is the phase one. So you can see there's a slight separation in between the two buildings. That is going to be phase two that connects the two buildings, which you'll see on the next slide here. So you'll see that connection point, that's the fellowship hall. The aesthetic and character of this structure is consistent with rural character. You have the gable roofs, the window treatments. Each of these items, as well as with the landscaping that goes in along with the project, will maintain the rural character, even though this is a larger structure in the rural areas. So finally, we do, as a department, find the proposal is consistent with the comp plan, Kitsap County Code, compatible with the surrounding areas and immediate vicinity, not materially detrimental. This is reflected within the staff report, as well as the conditions of approval address any of the impacts to adjacent properties. I would like to note, based on the letter that was added as an exhibit in the beginning from the applicant, there was a consideration for the stormwater condition of approval. I believe it's number 23, in terms of having a wash station. I did confirm with our engineer reviewer that if cut and fill remains on site, that condition could be flexible. We could either revise the language in that condition, or upon inspection, we can actually go out and say, you don't need a wash station because you're maintaining all the cut and fill on the site and not exporting material, which is what the wash station is meant to address in that condition. The other condition of note is for the sign placement along Bond Road. That is a sign that is currently as 2x4s with a piece of plywood, I believe, that is finished. But as part of this proposal, we are recommending that sign come into compliance and become a monument sign through separate permitting processes. And that, I believe, is the presentation.
Oh, great.
So if you have any questions.
No, very well said, and I think very straightforward as well. So I think we can move on to the applicants at this point if they want to add anything. And Mr. Gurney, you said they're present actually in the meeting room. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. If the applicants want to add anything, you don't have to, but now's your chance. Just go up to the podium there and we'll... Sir, what's your name for the record?
Alan Furry, spelled F-U-R-E.
Okay. Let me swear in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding, Mr. Furry?
I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I'm a part of the building committee for the church's expansion project. We've reviewed the staff report, the analysis, the findings, the conditions of approval, and we are in agreement with all of it, with two minor exceptions. First, the official name of the corporation, Calvary Chapel of Paulsbow, C-A-L-V-A-R-Y, Chapel of Paulsbow, just so that the record reflects our appropriate corporate name. And number two, and Mr. Gurney just addressed it, that we wanted some flexibility because we believe we can adjust site grades to keep material from having to be exported. And in that case, we don't have to have the significant expense of a truck wheel wash. And in pulling together a project like this based on donations, we want to try to minimize cost as much as possible. With that, we encourage you to approve it because we believe it meets the county code.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. And is there anyone else in the meeting room that would like to speak right now? Ms. Walston, if there are, could you direct them to the podium? Nobody else?
No, they pass.
Okay. All right. Let's go on to the virtual attendees. If there's anyone out there attending virtually and you want to say something at this point, go ahead and hit the virtual hand at the bottom of your screen and we'll make sure that we can hear from you. This would be your one chance to comment on this application. And it doesn't look like we have any takers in this hearing. Oh, I see one. So that's Glade and Paula Rankin. Ms. Walston, you want to bring them up? Okay. All right. And they've unmuted themselves. Okay. Let me swear you two in. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
We do.
Okay. And your last name is spelled for the transcripts R-A-N-K-I-N. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I guess I just have a question.
Okay.
All that you listed in the beginning, all the studies that were done and everything, mm-hmm. Are they available to us? Is that, that's a question?
Yeah, you should be able to reach it through the hearing examiner webpage. And Ms. Walston, maybe you can provide some additional information on how they can access those documents.
So the county's standard practice, we post the staff report a week prior. We don't post the full exhibit list or the record because it hasn't been submitted yet and admitted by the hearing examiner, but those are available upon request. So if you want to see those, you can send a request and we can forward them on. So
and then after we have observed those, then we can make a statement, or is this our one and only chance?
Yeah, I think I can leave the record open in case you want to submit some written comments on those documents. So what I can do, Ms. Rankin, is Ms. Walston can send you a link to the exhibits. And then I'll give you a few days to look them over. And if you want to make some comments, then you can email them back to the county. And then I'll give the applicant and staff an opportunity to respond to your comments.
That would be wonderful, because okay. We do have a few concerns.
Sure. Yeah. Let's see, how much time do you think you need to look that over?
Just a couple of days would be fine.
Okay.
I just couldn't find anywhere where I could access anything.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understood. Yeah. So we'll give you till let's see, January 16th, 5 p.m. then to respond. Ms. Walston, can you I guess in the chat maybe supply your email address so they can contact you with their email address and get that link. And then applicants, how much time do you need to respond? Any comments they write up? Is a couple days okay for you, the 18th?
Yes.
Okay. So
I would like to make a clarification. I want to make sure this is for the Calvary Church hearing, not subsequent hearing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
All right. So, okay. So comments from the Rankins are due the 16th by 5 p.m. Email back to Ms. Walston. And then the county staff and applicant can provide a response to the Rankin comments by 5 p.m. on the 18th. And of course, that should be emailed to the Rankins as well as Ms. Walston and myself. So any questions about that at all?
All right. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Ms. Rankin. Appreciate your participation. Is there anyone else out there who wants to say something on this application? Doesn't look like it. So I think we can go back to Mr. Gurney. Any final staff comments?
No further comments at this time.
Okay, and applicants, anything from you? Do they want to say anything? No. Don't have to? No. Okay, I'll go ahead and close the hearing then, except for the additional comment from the Rankins. My decision then will be due 10 business days from the 18th, and then that will be distributed to whoever requested a copy from Ms. Walston. So, all right, so we're adjourned on the conditional use permit application. Thanks, Mr. Gurney, for your help on that one. Let's move on to the next one. And actually, let's take a very brief break until 9:35. I just got to get my documents lined up correctly so that I can handle this efficiently. So we'll see you all at 9:35 in just 4 minutes.